We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is a special Thanksgiving story leftover called Old Mother Hubbard Squash. Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for squishy bedtimes and squashy dreams. You can listen along to a yummy story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will revisit a delicious bedtime story all about Mother Hubbard and her cupboard full of silly squash. There are so many different kinds of squash with funny names. Old Ma Hubbard wants to make some squash stew with all of them. But these goofy gourds have another idea. Let's begin this squishy squashy tale now. Old Mother Hubbard Squash. It was autumn, and Old Mother Hubbard went to her cupboard. What she found was squash! Lots and lots of squash!
I know what I'll do. I'll make a squash stew. Now into the pot, all of you.
She put on the pot until it was hot, ready to make her brew. She called once again for her little squash friends, but they wouldn't follow her cue.
Please do as I say without delay. Get into the pot. Don't be tardy.
Sorry, old lady. Another day, maybe, but tonight we're having a squash party.
Well, for goodness sake, this must be a mistake. I want to have a squash bake.
But the patty pan said,
"No way, man. I'd rather play patty cake."
The crookneck wore a fancy bow tie, then danced with a sweet little sugar pie. Then Cha-Cha Kobaka played the maracas to the delight of the delicata. Old Ma Hubbard was feeling quite flubbered.
"Get into this pot,"
she roared. But the butternut squash started to mosh with the acorn and the gourd. Then a squash named Spaghetti threw some confetti. The carnival squash had a ball. The curry felt like rumbling with the sweet little dumpling. The two of them started a brawl.
Squash pile!
Old Ma said with a frown,
"I need to make some stew."
But Baby Boo yelled,
"Boo-hoo to you!"
as it stamped on Ma Hubbard's shoe.
Oh my gosh, what naughty squash! Whatever will I do?
Just then came a sound from a gourd on the ground.
Hello, old Ma, howdy do. I'm gonna put a stop to this squashy bebop. You can call me old Hubbard too. I'll help you, old dame, 'cause we have the same name, and all of these squashes I'll tame.
The Hubbard Squash put the kibosh on all of the squashing debauchery.
Let's stop this hogwash and show some panache. We need to behave properly. Old Ma grew us from the ground in a lovely dirt mound, then watered us every day. She picked us when ripe, without any gripe. Now it's our duty to repay. Let's make her a stew, the best one we can do.
And one by one they obeyed. The squash jumped in the pot without any fraught, and soon a stew was made. Oma invited the whole neighborhood to taste her delicious brew. They all took a bite and said with delight, Oma Hubbard, we thank you. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To learn more about the show and to purchase some of my spectacular books, go to storyspectacular.com. I hope you enjoyed this Thanksgiving leftover rebroadcast. Did it leave you feeling full and happy? Well, thank you so much for taking the time to listen along to my spectacular stories each and every week. Without your support, this show would not be possible. So, from all of us here, we say
thank you.
If you enjoy this show, then share it with someone you know. Tell your squash-loving friends about Story Spectacular and share this gorgeous gourd episode on social media. Help us get the word out so that even more little listeners can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales 2.
Sleepy Time Tales.